Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we have Wendy. Wendy, give yourself a plug.
I'm here.
Oh, I know you're there, but give yourself a plug.
Okay.
You got my order while you were off.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we'll get that out to you tomorrow.
All righty, good.
So Apothecary Herb specializes in toxin removal, immune support, metabolic support, and in liquids and powders. So when you deal with liquids and powders, they are water-soluble. They go to work right away, so it doesn't have to digest and take a couple hours. So that's the beauty of it. And they're really easy to add to water or beverage, juice, anything like that, a smoothie. And what I like about the liquids is they're also got a long shelf life of 10 years. Powders and teas, about 5 years. So if anybody's interested in those types of herbal products, some tools to use, give us a call at 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. You can request a free catalog online or over the phone at 866-229-3663, ThePowerHerbs.com. Also, tomorrow we're starting kind of a St. Patrick's Day sale, so it'll be 20% off.
All righty. Tell the folks, you know, right now, because we don't know what's coming, but I can tell you this up here. A whole lot of people have the flu. We have a number of people right now in the hospital with that. There's two strains going around up here. One of them is very, very, it's really hitting the elderly hard. And, in fact, yeah. John McTernan's just getting over it. He got hit with it, but he's just now getting over it. And we have Ron Ritz, who was one of our co-hosts here, he went to the hospital with that, and then he ended up with a really serious body infection, had to have emergency surgery yesterday. Mm. So we've been praying for him. And then Barb, his wife, she has it too. She's been sitting by his bedside, and she has it. And then my guest that I had with me last night, who will be one of our speakers out here, she been fleet. She's just getting over COVID. I mean, that's back out here.
Well, do you remember that show we did? And it was science that discovered willow bark by accident kills all Entero and coronaviruses in 46 seconds. And that was any opened or closed envelope virus that includes your flu bugs. So willow bark, pretty powerful stuff. Yep.
Well. That's amazing. All right. There you go. 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. I can tell you, folks, I've been using them for many, many years, and like Wendy, they're the best. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here's
gets all the credit, his herbs, you know. I'm just a middleman.
Yep. Well, here's what Scott Ambler from Parma says. Great products. I've been taking them for years and wouldn't use anything else. And then Charles Coit from Montville, PA says, all the products I have used are of the high quality, and the deal is they also work. And then one more. Gene Hillstead of Lake Forest, Illinois said, I had a cough for 5 years. I had this cough. And since 2016, and my doctor could not help me with it. I just in 2 weeks, and I'm coughing free now, thanks to your wonderful products. There you go. So
yeah, God's herbs are good, aren't they?
Yeah. See, would you advise everybody to get your flu and your pneumonia kit?
Yeah, we have a pneumonia kit. We have a pandemic kit. We have quite a few things, we have snake bite kits and all kinds of neat things there. Heart attack packs. So we've got tools. And the thing we like to do is educate our customers on the herbs and how to use them. And, you know, it's just like when you learn to tie your shoe and brush your teeth. You learn about these herbs, and soon you'll be so proficient, you'll know exactly if you've got a virus or a bacterial infection, and then you'll know which herb to grab. So that's how we like to educate the customer as well as using the products that we make.
We keep your shingles kits on standby. And,
there's herbs that put that zoster, your shingles virus, your chickenpox virus, back in a dormant state. So, because you can't really get rid of the virus once you get it, but you can put it back in a dormant state. And, you know, in a couple of days, usually less than 5 days.
Mm. Richard here is elderly. He should have that pneumonia kit, huh?
Yes, so should
I. Mean, if you've had chickenpox, you know, shingles, the zoster virus will sit on your ganglion nerve sheath, and when you get stressed or upset and your immune system is a little stressed, it'll take advantage of you. So watch your stress. Do your coping mechanisms for stress if you've had chickenpox, because that will kind of guard you against getting the shingles. And my herb of choice is berry, to put it back in a dormant state, and that's proven by medicine, and that's what happens.
The most stress I have is when I'm around Pastor Sanders. So.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I convinced him he was going to get chickenpox.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, do you know what the shingles vaccine is made from?
No, I don't.
Well, it's the chickenpox vaccine, just 10 times stronger. Now, there's virologists that say if you come in contact with the zoster virus, you will get chickenpox, and then you will get shingles. So they're injecting people with that virus, and so you'll get it. I know some people say, "Well, I got the vaccine, and I haven't had shingles." I always add, "Yet, you haven't had them yet." So I think it's interesting that it's, you know, you're directly pumping. So, you know, they put the shot into your muscle because your muscle mass is full of blood, and within 2 hours that serum is in your blood system, traveling all over the place. So if you want to inject, you know, disease directly into you, and then people say, "Oh, no, it's not a live virus, it's attenuated." It's mutated is what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought that I would ever get it. I went over 75 years without getting it, and then one day it appeared. And what happened was it was from shoulder to shoulder, right across my chest, and it looked.
Yeah, I've seen people get shingles just because they're not sleeping. So that's stressful on the system if you're not getting enough sleep.
Some people get shingles because they're mean and they deserve it.
Listen to you.
And I know who some of those people are. Okay. But you know what happened with me, Wendy? Because you know this, I think I told you before, what happened was it looked really bad. I mean, these shingles really looked bad. I don't know why they called them shingles, but anyhow, the doctor said, I'm going to give you something for pain. Are you taking anything? I says, no. And they said, that's got to really hurt. I says, no, I have no pain at all. I had no pain at all, not a bit of pain. And it just was ugly, you know. And so, you know, you have no pain? I said, none. And the doctor looked up and said, you're getting help from above, okay?
Praise God.
Yeah, yes. And I did. I praised the good Lord for that because I know some other people that had the shingles. And it was really, I mean, they were in a lot of pain. Okay, the one lady was crying because she was in so much pain with them.
Yeah, see, it shoots up that nerve sheath, that virus, and this is where you get that nerve pain. Some people have residual nerve pain for months, you know. Pass the barbed bark is what I say.
All righty, well, folks, listen to me. If I were you, I'd get that shingles kit, have it stand by. Also, the pneumonia kit that Wendy has is something that to have good stand by. But you got to take it right away. You can't wait. You got to as soon as it hits you. You got to.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to call me, I'll be in the office tomorrow because there's a way to get over. If you get the flu, there's a way to get over it in 2 days.
866 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Already, I'll let you
go. Well, thank you, Pastor. Enjoyed being with you and Pat Lewis and Lisa.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, glad to have you here.
We always love to have you.
Yes.
All righty, God bless.
Early day tomorrow, so I'm going to say adios, but always great being with you and all your listeners.
All righty. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now, you know what? I should have told her when she was here, but here, because, no, we didn't mention Epstein, did we, no? Somehow.
No.
I'm looking at my articles here. In the articles here, you have the investigation. Remember I said that they were going to go after Comey? I know it. Well, that investigation has officially opened. And they're investigating former director, FBI Director James Comey, for his role in spying on President Trump's campaign. And so they're having a questionnaire out there. Would you support Cash Patel firing every agent involved in withholding the Epstein list from us? I would say yes to that. But here's the thing. Listen to this. This is from Representative Congressman Tim Burchett, and he says the Epstein files don't exist anymore. He says any release is doctored and can't be trusted. An interview with Benny Johnson, Rep. Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee, revealed shocking information about the long-awaited Epstein files, implying that they have either been destroyed or tampered with beyond credibility. According to Burchett, the American people should not trust any so-called release of Epstein-related documents, as any version provided by the government will be heavily doctored to protect the elites. This is what we keep saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it was all out there, the hush money being paid. We're talking about large amounts of money now. How does that tie in with USAIDS? Well, a lot of that money comes from the kickbacks that they were getting, the same people. And so he goes on to say, what the hell is going on with this list, man? Johnson pressed, echoing the frustration of millions of Americans tired of government stonewalling. I don't think it exists anymore. I think they've doctored it, and we shouldn't trust what comes out. I just think they delayed it, and they're was nothing, Burchett said. Burchett then criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi, who had previously suggested that the documents were in their possession, for her reckless and misleading statements. Well, she simply believed what she was told, and the people that told her got it from somebody else, you know. And so now the FBI director there in New York refused to turn them over, okay? And by the time they finally did get them turned over, like there was like, what, 4,500 pages or something, outrageous amount of pages.
Missing, huh?
No, I think it was 450 pages, I think what it was, yeah, not 4,500. But anyhow, all redacted.
Oh, okay.
And so, again, it's about the hush money being paid.
Well, and that's a big problem right now is even with Cash Patel being in charge over there, you have so many other people working in there. We had one news release before that they were getting rid of, spending 24 hours a day just getting rid of files and destroying files.
Yeah, it's an amazing. Now you have. You know, I mean, just unbelievable how corrupt things are. You've got these judges, and not just that, but here, the Supreme Court, you know, the court called itself supreme. Here, you can't trust anybody out there today. They ruled against Trump. I think you have that article.
Yeah, I have it here.
In other words, they're saying, look, you've got to keep, okay, the waste and the theft and the waste going on. All of this wasteful spending has got to continue. But go ahead.
It says the highest court in the land caved to the radical left on U.S. aid distribution and usurped President Trump's constitutional executive authority. On Wednesday morning, the Supreme Court ruled that the Trump administration must immediately release $1.9 billion in foreign aid payments. The court ruled was 5-4, with all three liberal justices siding on the nonprofit groups suing to have their funds restored. And their defense was that because it was done before he took office, that he couldn't reverse it.
All right, here's a very quick article. Okay. Now that Michelle Obama has finished lecturing Americans about the evil rich white people at the DNC, she's back with her $20 million mansion in the Lily White Hamptons. Michelle has a net worth of $70 million, lives in a mansion in Martha's Vineyard, and received $750,000 for 1 hour speech. There you go.
Hey, Pastor, I got a question for you. We had a couple callers asking if you can read out that number again for Wendy.
Okay. What did I do with it?
866-229-3663.
That's it. 866-229-3663. There you go. I would give him a call, folks, because she's got some good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's excellent.
All right, Lisa, you've got an article. Lisa.
Okay. Well, this is from the Gateway Pundit. Among his remarks tonight, Trump declared an end to weaponized government, specifically the kind that was used against him for years. He then turned to the Democrat side of the chamber and asked, how did that work out? It must absolutely kill these Dems to have to sit there and take this. They threw everything they could at this man, and yet here he is delivering his first address as president in his second term. Oh, and meanwhile, this Democrat representative accidentally let the truth slip out about what Democrats plan to do after President Trump's State of the Union. Quote, we're going to continue to speak lies to his truth. This is a real quote. Absolutely incredible.
All right, we're back with the rich white men. Barack Obama's annual salary as president was $400,000 per year, okay? His net worth before he went into the office, before he was $1,500,000. Today, it's $135 million.
Goodness sakes.
Remember what Harry Truman said? He said, whenever you have a politician that gets rich in office, you can bet he's a crook.
Right.
And speaking of crooks, you know what we have here? Listen to this one. Here, these are the Democrats that were screaming the loudest about Musk and Doge. These are the same people who have been living large off taxpayer dollars while pretending to fight for the little guy. Their salaries range from $174,000 to $400,000, yet somehow their net worth are tens of millions. Now, how does that math work? Okay, spoiler, it doesn't. Here you go. Ilhan Omar, you know the congresswoman, the one that wears that rag on her head all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. $83 million. Her net worth is $83. Chuckie Schumer. He should wear a rag on his head.
Oh.
No, Chuckie.
Yeah.
Chuckie Schumer. $75 million. Elizabeth Warren, $73 million. Pocahontas has a rich TP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Schiffley, $60 million.
Here's the one on the donations. That look at the names there. This is donation from Big Pharma.
Yeah, I'm going to get to this here, but let me finish this here. Hakeem Jeffrey, $17 million. Jamie Raskin, $20 million. Cory Booker, $14 million. and Jasmine Crockett, $10
million. Goodness.
Now, if you're worth tens of millions on a public servant's salary, you better believe we're going to ask questions. And if you've got nothing to hide, you shouldn't be worried. Judging by the meltdowns, it looks like they've got plenty to hide. Yeah, these people are all melting down. They're melting down over COVID. Go ahead,
yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah, well, while we're on the same subject, it says Mitch McConnell's annual salary is $193,400. His estimated net worth is $95 million. And it says, as of 2024, Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro's net worth is north of $20 million, with an annual salary of $174,000. Amassed over 33 years of representing Connecticut's 3rd District, she was elected in 1990. So there's some more.
Yeah, now here you have, speaking of Al Green, who was in the news a lot, Congressman Green, mm-hmm. Okay. Here, he was removed from Trump's address to Congress for disruption. The same Al Green was on the sex slush fund list to the tune of $875,317 paid by taxpayers of dollars. You remember that sex that's helped to keep congressmen from being charged with sexual misconduct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, he was the same communist who submitted articles of impeachment against President Trump and was, again, among the lawmakers implicated in sexual harassment allegations, again, that resulted in a settlement payment of $875,000. Again, we paid for his settlement in his sexual harassment allegations. We don't need Al Green. Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, I got some more about some money here. Tucker Carlson News, breaking. Fox News is reporting that the Pentagon cannot account for $6 billion in Ukraine. Lindsey Graham included $48 billion in aid for Ukraine in a spending bill moving through the Senate. And here's another one about some money. Jamie Raskin calling Donald Trump and Elon Musk, quote, corrupt, though that's rich. He failed to disclose his wife's $1.5 million stock payout for 8 months, violating financial laws. Misrepresented FBI informant claims on Biden's bribery scandal. Maybe clean up your own mess first, Jamie.
All righty, very good. Richard, do you have one on... that's an important one right there.
Okay.
There.
This is Kash Patel and Pam Bondi will learn about this. Suspect heads will roll, attorney responds, as FBI refuses to release Seth Rich records. And murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich reportedly sent 44,053 internal DNC emails to WikiLeaks before he was gunned down while walking home from a bar in the wee hours of the night of July 10th, 2016. The corrupt FBI once again refuses to release critical records relating to the 2016 murder. I don't know if there's anything else we need to put on here. Rich was murdered in Washington, D.C. in the summer of 2016, shortly before WikiLeaks released the infamous Clinton emails. So, here again, the FBI is scheming not to release certain information, and that's what I'm saying is Kash Patel has a lot of work to do to clean house out.
He certainly does. You know, now you know we're talking. You handed me an article about Big Pharma. And here,
yeah, that was
that. You know, again, these are the same people that really went after Kennedy, trying to stop him.
Yeah,
and one was Bernie Sanders. Remember, Kennedy nailed him. And he started talking about the money, and he said, and you're one of the, that got some of the most. And Bernie went nuts. I mean,
right. Yeah.
But anyhow, here's what he got, the money that these people got from Big Pharma to stop Kennedy. Bernie Sanders from Vermont, $1,953,613. So you might as well say you got $2 million, close to two
right.
million. Okay. Raphael Warnock, $1,763,425 to stop Kennedy. Patty Murray, $1,616,000. You know, and what do you want to bet that somehow Big Pharma got this through USAIDS? I bet, you know, that it came through USAIDS.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren got $1,224,145. Ron Wyden, $1,207,873. Ed Markey, $661,442. Michael Bennett. Now, isn't it something that every one of these have a D behind their name? Every single one has a D mm-hmm. behind their name, except for Sanders.
Who's an independent, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's a communist to the bone is what
yeah.
he is. Okay. Catherine Cortez Masto, $537,781. Tammy Baldwin, $575,914. Lisa Blunt Rochester, $604,000. Did I say Cory Booker at $647,125? Dick Durbin, $367,000. You would have thought Dickie would have been up there in the front. You know, I mean, he's got
yeah.
more pull, okay. But he probably didn't need as much. He's probably getting more from somewhere else. Christopher Murphy, $357,000. Peter Welch, again, $176,000. Boy, there you go.
You know, that's just extraordinary. And they'd have to, I guess, claim it on their income tax, wouldn't they have to? And are they paying income tax on that? Or is this income tax fraud, too?
More than likely. I mean, let me ask you this, okay? And I know you'll be honest about it. Can you tell me anything, any redeeming values or quality or attributes within the Democratic Communist Party? Can you tell me that you know of one good Democrat, just one?
I cannot. I cannot tell you of one. That's sad, but, you know, you've said this many times, but they've turned to communism is what they really turned to. And that communism is always about the upper class getting all the money and the lower class getting nothing.
It's Satanism is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's evil to the very core.
Absolutely.
Already. You know, today, President Trump today signed the executive order to abolish the Department of Education. Okay, so I'm glad.
Yes. Oh, good. That is wonderful. I hadn't heard that news.
Yep. It just happened today.
That's absolutely wonderful.
So, you know what? I think we're going to go to a break, and we come back. I think we'll open the phone lines, so we'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
You'll be living there
until the end. sublime. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you. It was for you and I that he was crucified.
Alrighty, we're back. I gotta do this one. I don't think you mentioned this, where this Democrat representative actually, by mistake, she told the truth.
Yeah, I read that one. Uh-huh.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
She said,
yes, that was funny.
This is the representative.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She actually
mm-hmm.
said, we're going to continue speaking lies to his truth, talking about Donald Trump. So
yeah,
that's Representative Cindy Kamlager. Yeah,
that's the one I read earlier. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Alrighty.
They put their foot in their mouth every time they open it up.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's, again, you know, I can't believe, I mean, it's hard to just to even fathom that, you know, people could be, they could be so wicked.
Yes.
I mean, so absolutely just wicked, pure wicked, but they,
yeah,
that's where they've gone to.
And such hate.
Yeah.
You know, what are they, what they forget their what they're there for, you know, it's just extraordinary. You know, when I was looking at Trump's speech the other day, I thought what he should have done is said, you know, all you voters that voted for the Democrats over here, see what your people are doing, because they're not supporting you.
Absolutely. That's why I read that list of them off there that... here, again, Ayhan Omar, you know, you see her coming up all the time with her $83 million. She came over here dirt poor, okay, after sleeping with her brother, okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, we all know Chuckie Schumer. What a weasel that guy is.
I mean,
you know, $75 million. Adam Shiftless. Where does that come from? Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas,
yeah.
All these. Why are they all multi-millionaires? Well, maybe there's something there where they're absolutely frantic about stopping the Doge. They're putting the pressure on. Now, it makes you wonder about some of these judges that are involved, right?
Yeah.
Because the people on the Supreme Court, you know, the four conservative justices said they were just astonished. They were amazed. Now they're suspicious. You know, what was it? Why would Comey Bryant and why would John Roberts do what they did? Okay. Why would they switch over and say, look, you have to keep up paying that money to these totally corrupt causes, to wasteful causes. You've got to continue doing that.
Yeah, and it's tax money that from the people, and they're just willing to command that that was billion.
Yeah,
with a B.
the largest. Money laundering operation in the entire world history. Okay, let's go. We have Cliff. Clifford, we're going to take just a
yeah. Hi, how you doing? with the Wendy discussion, it was interesting what she said, but they say one of the flaws of studying identical twins that are separated after a certain point and trying to see if they still have the same taste, which seems to be the case, but they say the environment in the womb is the same, and that's a factor in other words, the mother's womb thing, so they don't have that separation is kind of artificial. So even when they're studying siblings that are separated and trying to see, like, how that affects them, that the womb is a factor in why the studies are flawed, basically. But what you were saying about the shots, one of the things that's out there now is a lot of people are having dental problems from the shots, apparently.
Also, a lot of people are having eyesight problems.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, pretty horrific, but... basically, I think the psalm that applies to the pharmaceuticals, everybody's number one enemy on the planet. It says in Psalm 55, David's talking about fleeing to the desert from the terrors and horrors around him. But later in the psalm, it says, "The Lord will sustain thee, I will not be moved." But he's talking about a different type of wickedness. He said that they are among us. So that's not like what would have been back there, a war with somebody like the Philistines or some enemy army. He's talking about people that are right in the middle that are enemies. His recommended prayers, what he's praying, he says, "Allow death to seize them," or "let death seize them. Cut them off, bloody and deceitful men will live out half their days." They will fall down into the pit of destruction. So basically that's what these pharmaceutical people are like. They're right in the middle. They're right among us, and they're basically mass murderers. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think you're right. And so, but now I got to move on because we're coming up to that time where Pastor Hal and Richard do the most important part of the program. As we're getting, every day we come closer and closer to the Lord's return.
Yes.
All the signs are getting stronger and stronger, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, bring Pastor Hal up.
Yeah, Pastor Rich, you want to go first?
Yes, I'll be glad to.
Well, yeah, you guys have got, actually, you've got about 12 minutes, right?
A little longer than that.
Wow. Well, you know, let's let me do this before we go all the way, because that's a lot of time, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go closer to 15. Here, we talked about this earlier. Supreme Court orders Trump administration to immediately unfreeze foreign aid payments, with Barrett and Roberts siding with the majority. Stunned, Alito issues scathing dissent. The highest court in the land caved to the radical left on USA disbursements and usurped President Trump's constitutional executive authority. We saw something kind of funny the other night when Trump was speaking. When he went down there and he went to the Supreme Court, Roberts and that was sitting there. Roberts kind of looked away from him. Something was going on. Something was happening there, I think. And so, And I knew Barrett, she's another Sandra Day. I knew this before. I had a really bad feeling. I said, what we have here is another Sandra Day O'Connor.
Mm.
And, you know, remember what Ronald Reagan said? He said the biggest regret of his presidency was nominating Sandra Day O'Connor for the Supreme Court.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
And Barrett now has voted, moved along with Roberts and voted with the Democrats several times. This is clearly the wrong thing to do. They know that. But why did they do it? What is it? Is there something that the opposition out there knows, you know, that they could say, well, you know what? You're talking about USAID money. Let's take a look at some of these Supreme Court justices and see if they got any of that too, huh?
I think that'll come up with the with the Dodes, the work that they're doing, I think some of that will come up.
Well, if I was Pam Bundy, that would have got my attention right there. Let's take a look at the...
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Very good. Let's see. All right. I didn't know what that was. First, I thought it said Pam, but I see now it says spam. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. And then, so, all right. Now, go ahead, Richard. It's time for you to start.
All right. We want to always talk about salvation, and we kind of choose this time of the period of the program to talk about it because it's so important. You know, when we talk about it, if you're listening to this and you're saved and you're kind of like saying, well, okay, I've heard this before, or I'm saved, I don't need to listen. But you know what it does? It helps reinforce your position with Jesus Christ, but it also gives you some tools to be able to talk to others about it. Because it's not just about us being saved, but our job here on earth is to lift up Christ whenever we can. And so as we talk about this, for those that have not obeyed the gospel, it's very, very important. It's actually crucial. But for those that are saved, don't just turn a blind eye to this. Listen so that you know how to spread the gospel or give you some pointers on doing it. And the thing is that we are all born into sin because of the sin nature of man, because of the sin in the Garden of Eden. And so consequently, there has to be some solution for us being sinners, because God hates sin, and we can't go to heaven with sin on us. And so no matter what we do, all the good works that we would do or all the things that we've done after we understand about Jesus Christ, it's not going to save us. The only thing that's going to save us is the blood of Jesus Christ. And so when we turn to Jesus Christ, the first thing we need to do is to know who Jesus Christ is. And the scriptures tell us that he is the Son of God. He was born a virgin. He walked this earth perfectly. He shed his blood on the cross and died for our sins. And what's most importantly, he rose on the third day. And understanding that, we know who Jesus is. And then what's required is us turning from our ways. It's called repentance in the Bible. It's just the process of turning from our sinful ways. But not only just turning from that, but turning to Christ and having him not only as our Savior, save me from sin and damnation, but be Lord of my life. And so that's what's really required. It's explained very clearly in the book of Romans. It says, Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. And then Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So just know, if you're not saved, Christ would have died just for you to be able to save one person. But he died for all mankind if they would turn from their sins. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So clearly God is giving us the answer that we can go to heaven. And let me just say before I turn it over to Hal, that God does not send anyone to hell. God does not damn anyone. They damn themselves. They go to hell because they reject Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, that's very good, Pastor. You know, there's a lot of lies going on in the world today, both in politics and in religion. And in religion, a lot of people, the faith and everything, they're being told that they can work their way to heaven. They live a good life if they don't do bad to their neighbor and everything. But it's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And, you know, that you can work as hard as you can. You can be a member of every church in town and try and do good works, but that's not going to wash away one sin that you've ever done in your life. The only thing that can wash away your sins or your, my sins or anybody else's sins is the blood of Christ. And that takes place, Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Only the pure, sinless blood of God himself, which was flowing through the veins of the Lord Jesus Christ, can wash away your sins and mine. And when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer every rotten sin you and I have ever done, ever said, ever thought, onto his son Jesus. So when Jesus said, it is finished, that meant all the work necessary for our redemption has been accomplished by Jesus Christ. But now that doesn't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You could know the Bible from cover to cover. You could know what Jesus did for you on that cross. But unless you reach out and receive it, you'll still die and go to hell as if it was never done for you. Now, God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That means saved from hell. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So that means Jesus did all the work necessary for us to go to heaven. You can't do anything to add to it, and if you take anything from it, it's not going to work either. You've got to come to God in simple childlike faith and repentance. Repentance is admitting something to God he knows already anyway. That with that Jesus in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lost sinners on our road to hell. And Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now, and he's offering to give you that free gift. If you, by faith, open that door up and ask him to come in and give to you that payment he paid in your place on Calvary's cross. So I suggest you do that right now, because you never know when you're going to have your last breath. And until you do that, you're like a walking dead man. You're physically alive, but you're spiritually dead. And Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. So ask him to come into your heart. Pray a prayer with me. Mean it with all your heart. Say, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord, I believe you died on that cross and shed your precious blood to wash away my sins and save my soul from hell. And Lord, right now I open up the door of my heart and I ask you to come in as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all my sins and save my soul. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer and meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. That means that you received him as your Savior, not just know up in your head. Why? That you may know you have eternal life. And so, you know, you can know it. How do you know it? Because God made you that promise. And you, that's the best thing in the world. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. I'd rather have God make me a promise than anybody else. So according to that, God's promise and your prayer, if you prayed that a few moments ago and you really meant it, you have eternal life. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Word of God says. So, you know, I'll see you in heaven someday, Lord willing. Talk to you later. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, question is, because, you know, there are a lot of people out there listening. People are driving in their cars. They're, you know, all over the country and, you know, in other countries, too. They're listening to us tonight. And a lot of them still have doubt, you know. How do I know? How do I know that's true? So what would you say here? When you're talking about, pardon?
First of all, they can know it's true because this is what the Lord Jesus Christ says. This is what the Bible says. And the Bible's never been proven in error. It's got so many prophecies in it that have come true. No other book that's ever been written has that. You could take all the works by Muhammad and the Hindus and everybody else, and they're all bankrupt compared to the Word of God. And Jesus made the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, rose the dead. Nobody, Muhammad, none of the Hindu gods, Buddha, nobody did that. Jesus showed that God was in him, reconciling the world unto himself by his very works. And so when he says something, you can believe it. And he spoke things into existence, and he did that while he was alive. And so that's how we can know it. And it's documented. Josephus was the first historian of credibility. And he wasn't even a believer. He was an Orthodox Jew, but he recorded the things Jesus did that are actually outside the Bible in his writings and backing them up and stuff. So there's all kinds of proof that Jesus did what he did, and the Bible's the Word of God.
So one day I actually had a guy call here live on the air, and say to me, you know, there is no actual proof that that man called Jesus Christ ever existed. And this fellow considered himself an intellectual. I told him, I said, you know, congratulations. You just said the dumbest thing I've ever heard, okay? And I said, you know, you could say, well, there's really no such thing as a Ford car. I mean, you know, I know that people talk about Ford, but there really never existed a Ford. And you say, well, wait a minute. I've seen one. I rode in one. Other people might say I own one. Well, here, the most documented, you know, and scrutinized person that ever existed, there is more written about the life of Christ than the next test, you know, even more than Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the next 10 best-known men alive, okay, and to have people say such a thing like that, no.
Well, it can be proved he's absolutely a historical figure, and it can prove that the what the Bible says about him is absolutely true.
Well, what is the best-selling book in the entire world?
The Bible.
By how much?
By far. I don't know how much, but a lot.
By very, very far, the King James Bible.
Yes.
What Bible have they tried to go after time and time and time again? You know, for literally thousands of years, people have been trying to destroy the Word of God.
Yes. Okay?
But Jesus has said, heaven and earth will pass, but my words will stand forever. It ain't going to happen, right? And so we're seeing exactly that. Again, there is nothing as miraculous in existence today and authoritative that exists as God's word, the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
When he tells you in 1 Corinthians 13, when that which is perfect comes, well, there you had it, the 66 books of the canon. That
yes.
Which is perfect is complete.
Perfect is the word of God.
Right. The greatest source of wisdom and knowledge that ever existed. And,
it has fulfilled prophecy that no other book in the world has ever had.
Absolutely. It's the absolute authority. You know, you have over 1,800 prophecies. Over 1,200 in the Old Testament, 500 in the New Testament, and it would, with all our technology, we couldn't even fulfill three of those prophecies, but God did it.
And we celebrate that by understanding what year it is. It's 2025, and that started from the birth of Christ, approximately.
All righty. Well, we're at that time. I want to say thank you to all you folks out there for being with us here tonight, and good night. We
good
want
night.
To say, and God bless.
God bless.
God
and
bless
then
you all.
We want to say, as
God
we
bless.
Always do, remember, we did it before Trump did. We want to say, always,
keep
fighting the fight. Fight, 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 fight,
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.